There's a certain kind of writing that this was not going to be, and it's described in pretty good detail on page 11 and 12. Do you want to read that segment? It starts there, the Mark part, and then goes on to a little bit on the next page.
They didn't talk much about poetry that tends to portray in a quiet and overly serious tone, with a studied and crafted attention to line breaks for emphasis and a moving epiphany or denouement at the end, the deep thoughts held by individuals in a consumerist society. Instead, they talked about poetry that they liked, the sort that stretches language to reveal its potential for ambiguity, fragmentation, and self-assertion within chaos, the sort that uses open forms and cross-cultural content, the sort that appropriates images from popular culture and the media and refashions them, even if they also talked about their frustrations within the limitations of these kind of poetries that they nonetheless liked.
Would you describe this book as an open form?
That's a really good question, because it's been called an experimental novel. And for me, I come from fiction to poetry, and I still write a lot of prose things that straddles fiction, essay, and other genres. And my sense of what I think of as experimental fiction is very different than how this book turned out. I mean, certainly in the process, since we, you know, it wasn't like we plotted out a narrative arc and characters, you know, like what I imagined conventional fiction writing might be. But it's not, it doesn't read as what in the States often gets called, you know, a poet's novel or the tradition of new narrative in the Bay Area. I mean, it certainly draws on those traditions. So I'm not sure. I mean, I felt like we just had, I mean, a couple of the chapters, there were certainly like some formal approaches we wanted to try. We talked a lot about the question of a tradition of realism in American fiction, especially the way it gets sort of characterized and taught in the MFA and sort of, you know, mainstream publishing industries over the last 20, not 30 years. And sort of fascinating to me, you know, to think about how to enter in dialogue with those traditions. And so I don't know if we ever like sat down and decided we were, you know, we were not going to write any grammatically incorrect sentences. I'm trying to think of like what disjunct, what I think of as experimental, you know, the kind of fiction where you could close your eyes. Well, I guess you can't read and close your eyes, but you know, you could imagine these characters, you know, like that kind of fiction. Like, it's not entirely crazy, but I think it's, I mean, for American fiction, the kinds of things you see in the States, it's probably a more open form than most things you'd read.
Vanya Cutkill always has this joke where she calls herself a failed European novelist, which makes a little sense because she grew up in England. But it feels like that might be a failed European novel more than, you know, or maybe a South American novel than a kind of U.S. novel. Uh-huh. And I mean, like a lot of, like, one of the major influences was that Cesar Era book,
Episode in the Life of a Landscape Painter.
Yeah. And I mean, and that's, you know, both its shortness and its tightness and its kind of zaniness in some way was like, so like that tradition as, which kind of draw, you know, often looks in its sentence structure as if it could be realism, but is doing an entirely different work than realism. So it's kind of like a, in dialogue with it and yet not it.
And yeah, and the kinds of fiction that, not that we read the exact same books, but that we tend to be drawn to tends to be not outside of this of America. It tends to be European, and I'm very interested in Eastern European fiction and then Latin American fiction for sure. And I think what's interesting to me about those traditions, gross generalization, but the way in which questions of the sort of political questions might show up doesn't seem unusual. Whereas in the States, I think it's, you know, there's so much of like mainstream fiction is just, you know, often it does focus on the domestic or middle class life, or I mean, you know, or memoirs, and you know those. It's sort of like you know, some are better than others, but you sort of know the story. You know, you have a sense already of the world when you're reading those books, or where I am, and that's not always the case outside of the States. Not just because like, oh, I don't, I've never been to Czechoslovakia, but like the world is being, those worlds are being invented, but there seems to be something at stake. And so, and also like Juliana was suggesting, like the range of forms and approaches to what narrative and literature can do are just, to me, much more varied and exciting.
Is it the market that has an effect on that? The need to sell books?
Certainly, although, I mean, those markets presumably are very active in other, you know, other world literatures.
There's national. I think it's partially market, and the unique kind of way that the U.S. market in particular is consolidated around these multinationals, which often in other countries has been regulated, especially in European countries, you haven't been allowed to have it, and that's one of the reasons why the multinationals in the U.S. are German, is because they haven't been allowed to do in Germany what they've been able to do over here, so they deliberately expanded into the U.S. And they support a very narrow range of realist fiction that does a certain type of work that feeds into Hollywood when Hollywood was still a major force. But it's also, I think national narratives, even though these are multinational corporations, are somewhat in play here at the same time, like what it means to have a national U.S. literature. I think the MFA programs, which is, again, another unique USA phenomenon, teaches, again, like a realist, a very specific form of the realist novel that has very narrow kind of political kind of ideas about what it is to be political. I think all those things are kind of like coming together and shaping this, like, fairly rigorous genre. Like I sometimes make this joke that the only genre left is the novel, in the way, like it's the only genre that holds. And I think it's because of these kinds of economic forces around it in the United States.
Mm-hmm.